Dave Smith menghabiskan banyak waktunya saat anak-anak berwisata menggunakan karavan bersama dengan keluarganya di tahun 60-an. Sejak pensiun dari pekerjaannya sebagai tukang cat, Dave dan istrinya Ellen memutuskan untuk menganut gaya hidup tidak menetap atau berpindah-pindah. Yang pertama ia beli adalah camper.
It was an experience. Obviously, it was very hot, very dry. The thing did not have any air conditioning at that time or any sort of comfort. So at night time, you were basically at the mercy of the hot weather up that way.
Dave dan Ellen, pendengar, dengan segera menyadari bahwa mereka memerlukan sesuatu yang lebih besar. Akhirnya, mereka membeli karavan dengan beberapa fitur tambahan agar lebih nyaman. Mereka bahkan dapat bertahan tetap kering saat topan Debbie dengan curah hujan sebanyak 800 mm menyerang selama 3 hari dengan tanpa ada bocor dan tanpa masalah.
It had everything pretty much we needed, which was the solar, the bathroom, toilet, shower, washing machine. And it was only 22 feet long and it fitted into our price line. Now we've got satellite TV and we've got a full annex plus awnings. We can have so many different configurations outside for living in the heat or the rain.
Dave dan Ellen memutuskan untuk menghabiskan masa pensiun mereka di jalanan saat mereka masih muda dan mampu melakukannya. Penting bagi Dave untuk menghabiskan lebih banyak waktu di sekitar alam, di udara terbuka, setelah bertahun-tahun menghirup asbes karena pekerjaannya sebagai tukang cat.
We've just done this lifestyle so that we can do what we want, when we want. If we're not happy somewhere, we just pack our little caravan and car up and move somewhere else. What we're after is freedom.
Kini pendengar, semakin banyak para pensiunan yang berkelana dengan RV atau kendaraan rekreasional. Bahkan faktanya, kelompok usia 55 tahun ke atas terhitung menyumbang hampir setengah dari total jumlah karavan domestik dan camping di Australia dalam setahun hingga Maret 2017. Jason Plant dari Caravanning Queensland mengatakan, sebagian besar pengguna RV kini mencari perlengkapan yang semakin memudahkan mereka dalam menggunakan kendaraan tersebut.
Easier and safer. Items like caravan movers and powered jockey wheels. You can get these caravan movers which, you know, once you get to your destination, you can unhitch the caravan and the caravan mover or jockey wheel, it's motorized and it will move the caravan into place for you. A lot more people are also including kitchens outside. It's a kitchen that slides out from within a storage compartment under the caravan and that will have a sink and a gas cooktop in it.
Dan keamanan menjadi prioritas, terutama bagi mereka yang melakukan perjalanan seorang diri.
Electronic stability control, weight distribution devices make it a lot easier and safer to tow the product. Reversing cameras, people are looking for increased security within their van, so you can have security screen installed in the caravan as well or motorhome.
Tidak semua orang memerlukan rumah motor yang super. Namun, Christopher Witton dari Wallaby Motorhomes mengatakan bahwa beberapa hal yang diperhatikan bagi kebanyakan orang adalah merek, kenyamanan, dan juga kualitas dari kendaraan itu, serta harus memiliki tenaga solar.
Gives people the opportunity with the power to be able to stay off the grid for a longer period of time so they can free camp or they're not necessarily tied down to motor parks. It just gives them more opportunity to, you know, enjoy the great outdoors without having to worry too much about where are they going to get their power from.
Dave Smith menyarankan untuk memenuhi RV dengan apa yang Anda butuhkan, bukan yang Anda inginkan.
The trouble with most caravans nowadays is people want everything in them. They want coffee machines and air conditioning and some of them want spas and bathtubs, dishwashers. And well, that all creates a fairly big load to carry. And a lot of the modern cars that can pull these things are much lighter than the caravan. And my family and my grandfather, and the first thing they taught me was never pull anything when your car is lighter than your caravan because the car has to be the master. It has to be the one controlling the load. Otherwise, you'll have trouble.
Dave juga mengatakan bahwa perlu membiasakan diri untuk mengendarai kendaraan besar ini di jalanan. Lebih baik Anda meminimalisir berat agar berkendara dengan lebih aman.
People haven't experienced pulling caravans on some of the roads we've got in North Queensland at the moment. They still haven't done a lot of repairs since the cyclone. So the roads are extremely rough. So your concentration levels are so high and you get so tired.
Christopher Witten mengatakan bahwa pada akhirnya, kendaraan rekreasional ini seharusnya hanyalah digunakan sebagai kamar hotel yang beroda.
The reality is, as long as you've got somewhere to sleep, somewhere to use the toilet or the shower, then that's basically why you own it. You don't own a motorhome to live inside it, you own a motorhome to be outside it. You're supposed to be out having fun, not living inside it.
Data dari Tourism Research Australia, pendengar, menunjukkan adanya peningkatan sebanyak 7,5% dari para pengunjung luar negeri yang melakukan liburan dengan karavan dan melakukan camping di tahun lalu. Meningkatnya jumlah turis kelas menengah asal Cina secara mengejutkan menyumbang peningkatan sebesar 112%. Witten mengatakan banyak dari pelanggannya adalah warga setempat yang berlatar belakang multikultural yang mana telah bekerja keras dan kini siap menikmati masa pensiun yang lebih santai.
Caravanning and motorhoming has been around for 80 odd years, you know, and plus, you know, in the old days there was gypsies, you know, touring around, drifting around. It's just, I think it's the freedom that you get when you don't have to report back to anyone and to be able to get out on the road and point yourself in a general direction and end up somewhere else. That's the exciting part. And that's, I think, in everyone's blood.